Gave a presentation today, and it was focused on media literacy, and you started off talking about how it's important for not just fact-checking, but also knowing how reporters work. So can you talk to me a little bit about that? Why is that important?
Sure. I get in front of groups any chance I get to preach the gospel of journalism. I mentioned today that I have a T-shirt that I wear that says reporters are people, too. And I think that as we hear more and more about how the public mistrusts us and mistrusts journalism and mistrusts the news that they see and hear and read, part of that is on us because we operated for so many years under this cloak of secrecy. Like, I don't have an opinion as a journalist. You can't know anything about my personal life. You can't know anything about who I am or what I think. And that was a mistake, in my opinion. Because the reality is we all have opinions and we all have feelings and I have a family just like you. And so if you can see that, then hopefully you'll understand when you're reading the news that our challenge is that we keep those feelings and those biases out of what we do. I'm not going to lie to you and say I don't have a feeling about something or I don't have or being at this scene or that scene didn't make me cry. It's still being able to report genuinely and truthfully in the facts as we know them. And so from that aspect of it, I was happy to let people see, here I am, and I'm a career journalist, and I want you to know why we do what we do, how we do it, kind of peel back the curtain, if you will, about the conversations that we have every day about very difficult coverage matters. And I hope people walked away understanding a little bit more about, you know, what the wizard does behind the curtain.
Going along with that, you had also talked about verifying news sources and things along those lines. So what advice do you have for people who are consuming news and just want to make sure that what they're reading is right?
So what I said today is it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to make sure that as a consumer of news, it's coming from a trusted source. And it used to be that you could just pick up, you know, I work for the Columbus Dispatch, and people would pick up the Columbus Dispatch, see my name on the front page of the paper, and then think, you know, well, Holly wrote it, that's good enough for me. And those days are over. I mean nothing to anyone. And so you as a news consumer have to pay attention to the sourcing. It's a little bit of work to backtrack. So you find the sources that you always trust, whether that's the Columbus Dispatch or the Findlay Courier or the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal, ABC News. Pick the sources that you've been with forever and trust those. But then when it comes to consuming news on a click-by-click basis, your neighbor posted something on Facebook and you think, well, that sounds interesting, or it hits your hot button. And you click on it and you read it and you only read the headline and you think, now it really hit my hot button. So I'm going to hit the click button and share it. Just take a breath. Take 3 minutes and backtrack the source of that. Look at the URL. Where did that come from? Is it even real? Did it come from a manufactured website, which happens all the time? Or did it come from a website whose sole job is to put out news of one view? Maybe you still want to share it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to be a smart consumer of news, share it smartly. Know where it came from and that this is an agenda-based site and I'm going to forward their agenda.
And that advice applies to journalists as well, right?
Absolutely. We talked today about, you know, the big news event over the last couple of weeks was that ABC News used a video that purported to be bombing in Syria. That was really just a military exercise in Knob Creek, Kentucky, a few years ago. And it was a terrible mistake, and we can't afford mistakes like that in this business anymore. But it happened because someone at that respected journalism organization somehow found a video that for some reason that they thought was Syria, and they ran on the top of the National Morning News with it. And it wasn't. And so we as journalists are doing the same work times 10 that smart consumers are doing. I have to verify where my information is coming from before I report anything that then I submit to you and that I write for you. And responsible, ethical journalists all across the world are still doing that every minute of every day.
Is there anything you'd like to add about media literacy or from your presentation that I didn't touch base on?
I don't think so. I think the takeaway is people still hunger for information. And plenty of responsible journalists in every medium are putting it out there. So be smart about what you're reading. Be smart about what you're sharing. And if you find an outlet that you support, man, stick with them, because it's a changing business, and newspapers need subscribers, and TV stations need viewers, and radio stations need listeners who don't just click through the commercials. And the public support has never been more meaningful as we approach what's really a communication crisis in this country.